Well, my friends, with everything going on in the Middle East, with everything happening in Washington, D.C., a lot of people keep asking, well, how does this pertain to me? One of the things we know about in Washington State is that our curriculum sucks. And it could be really, really good. There's tons of money being poured into it, but it seems like it's being poured into the wrong things. I mean, I know a lot of the K through 12 curriculum in Washington State, a lot of that is being directed towards critical race theory, towards hypersexualized education, and towards actually teaching hate. But then again, I repeat myself with regard to all that. It seems like it's all part of peas in the same pod. Well, it looks like now our very own Senate Republicans are looking to do something to change this a little bit, to make it a better education and a better curriculum for everybody. Joining us now on the KVI studio line, Senator John Brown, the Senate Republican leader from the 20th District of Washington. Thank you so much for being with us today, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Always a pleasure. So why don't you tell me what you were looking at? Because as I saw it, it had particularly to do with the Holocaust and anti-Semitism.
Yeah, so with all the terrible things that have happened over the last month in Israel, and then followed by you know, some very troubling demonstrations and rallies in support of the terrorist acts in Israel, it's pretty obvious that we are not doing a good job in our school system teaching our students about history, about the Holocaust, about what was done in Nazi Germany in the early 40s during World War II. And there's a fundamental lack of understanding about the history that we, of course, anyone who understands it never wants to see repeated again. And yet we seem to be headed down that road. And we also really don't, I think, have a good understanding across our society of what anti-Semitism means and what it does and how it's so contrary to the very founding principles of our country. So I think there's many things that need to be done. That's an understatement. One thing we should be doing right now is changing our curriculum in our schools to make sure our children understand where we've been before, where humankind has got things terribly wrong, and where we could be again if we don't learn from those terrible, terrible events.
I'm all for this. The only challenge I see, just playing devil's advocate for a second here, is where do you start? Because the problem is there's so many kids who are just handed the Diary of Anne Frank, and they say, here's the Diary of Anne Frank, you know, go read this thing, and it doesn't even involve the Holocaust. It doesn't even talk about the Holocaust, the Diary of Anne Frank. In fact, all it does is talk about it all the time before the Holocaust. And if you really want to get Jewish history, it doesn't start at the Holocaust. It doesn't start at the State of Israel. It starts long before that. I mean, I'm about to trigger my audience and say, how about Mesopotamia? How about the Fertile Crescent? How about all that kind of stuff? So is there a goal in mind of where to start or how to fix this?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, and here's the reality. We aren't going to be, if our goal is to teach each of our children all the points of all of human history, we're not likely to be successful. I think, but we ought to be trying to do a much better job of teaching them where things went terribly wrong. So I think, to your earlier point, is I believe, you know, a good starting point is with the Holocaust, and it can't just be Anne Frank. Certainly, that's worth reading, but there's much, much more to it, and we have to have a much more in-depth discussion. And frankly, if we're going to be truly successful, we have to get children's attention so they, you know, as they progress in life, you know, pay attention and educate themselves more. But we got to. I don't think we can let the perfect get in the way of the good in this case. We have to start somewhere, and I think with Holocaust education, with defining anti-Semitism, and helping them understand what has gone terribly wrong in our further past, to help prevent folks not understanding the direction things are going right now in the state of Israel.
We're talking with Senator John Brown, who's a Senate Republican leader from Washington's 20th District, which includes parts of Thurston, Cowlitz, Lewis, and Clark counties. I know public schools used to teach this kind of stuff. But then when the critical race theory came along with all the diversity, equity, inclusion, it seems like they kind of knocked this stuff out because of the quote-unquote colonizer aspect to it and all this other stuff. And I'm thinking to the U.K., I'm thinking to the UK, where they actually got rid of Holocaust education because the Muslim population objected because they didn't like the narrative that history had. I'm looking at a lot of these people who provide teacher training, a lot of people who provide clock hours like the Washington Ethnic Studies Now, and it seems like that's exactly the narrative they're going with. Do you guys plan on looking into who's providing this kind of stuff, adding to the curriculum? What direction would you like to take with your initiative?
I think these are all, you're pointing out all the challenges we have here as we push forward on this, is how do we not just provide better direction from the state on curriculum, but also be aware of how it would be implemented, what types of organizations would take, you know, what maybe it needs to be, the direction has to be really clear, or we could end up with more of the same of, you know, what we're getting, which is in many ways, you know, it varies a lot by school, and some schools I think are doing this well, some less well, but by instructor, that would take, you know, if it's too general advice from the state, and spin it into, you know, what is not teaching the facts of the Holocaust, not teaching the tragedy that occurred, but instead spinning it into something that is, at the very best, confusing to students, and worst, leads them to either outright or indirectly supporting what are really acts of terrorism in the state of Israel right now.
In the last few minutes, we have a Senator John Brown, who is a Senate Republican leader. I'm looking at this letter that came from University of Washington's Diversity, Equity, Inclusion Department, which had anti-Semitic tropes in it and supported the pro-Hamas protesters. Now, University of Florida did something similar, and Governor Ron DeSantis shut that down real fast. And yet I see nobody really doing anything about University of Washington. For sure, Jay Inslee isn't going to do it, despite all his tweets that he claimed he was all pro-Israel and standing with Israel against Hamas. So has there been any talk in the legislature about what to do with University of Washington? With, they had a pro-terrorist vigil on campus, they've had two Hamas rallies, and it seems like the administration's not doing anything about it.
Yeah, I think this is putting the other side of the aisle in a very difficult position. I mean, they want to kind of put everything, they want to pretend to put everything in context and talk to both groups with equal equally, when we have one who's committed these outrageous acts of terrorism and violence, and the other is simply trying to defend itself. Now, I know, don't get me wrong, I believe in free speech. I think we have to support free speech. I think you ought to be able to talk about anything you want to on a campus, short of, and this is the important point, short of threatening violence, sort of supporting violent acts, that is wrong, and it doesn't matter the context. And it's wrong whether it's coming from the right or the left. And we have, what we have right now is the left equivocating, saying, well, let's talk, you know, more broadly about this. Let's put this in context and not just calling evil acts evil acts. And that needs to change. We need a governor that will stand up to evil occurrences in our world and in our state and at our universities.
Senator John Brown, Senate Republican leader from Washington's 20th District, thank you so much for doing this and taking this on. I know that unfortunately with some of the people in our state, it's not the most popular position, but you guys are on the right side of history, and I appreciate you doing that.
Yeah, you're very welcome. It's the right thing to do, and we'll keep doing it.